Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Most High God. Father, we thank you for teaching our hands to war, for teaching our fingers to fight. Lord, we are your end-time warriors. We thank you, Lord, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through you, Father God, to the pulling down of strongholds. Satan, you have lost the war in heaven. Let all the enemies make war with the Lamb, be destroyed in Jesus' name. We do not war after the flesh, but after the spirit. Lord, thunder upon your enemies. Release your voice, hailstones and coals of fire. Send out your arrows and scatter them. Shoot out your light and discomfort them. Deliver us from our strong enemy, from them that are too strong for us. Deliver us, O God, and bring us into a large place. We are your battle axes and weapons of war. You have given us the necks of our enemies, and we will destroy them in the name of Jesus. We are your anointed, and you have given us great deliverance. We will beat them as small as the dust and cast them out as mire in the street. We have pursued our enemies and overtaken them. We did not turn until they were consumed in Jesus' name. Father, we agree with your plan today. We thank you that you have a holy plan, a righteous plan, an awesome plan, an infallible plan. Your plan will stand forever. We thank you, Father God, that we are right the vision and we're making it plain in Jesus' name. Well, hello, this is a wonderful afternoon. We thank God that he has given us another day to thank him, to praise him, to honor him, to glorify him. He is our holy heavenly Father. We give him all the glory and all the praise. His word says in Psalms 29, give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. He's talking to us. Give unto the Lord the glory due to his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon waters. The God of glory thundereth upon the many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. The Lord will give strength unto his people. He will bless his people with peace. What a mighty God we serve. He's awesome in every way. His word says in Psalms 30, I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted us up and hast not made our foes to rejoice over us. O Lord, our God, we cried unto thee, and you healed us. O Lord, thou hast brought us up our soul from the grave. You have kept us alive that we should not go down to the pit. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his. Give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. For his anger endureth but a moment. In his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Hallelujah. I thank God for his word, because he honors his mighty word above his mighty name. He is an awesome king. I am your host. I welcome each of you. Caritha Gantling, also known as Sister G. And so I thank God for you coming on with us today. So let's pray as parents. Let's pray for our children. You know, Jesus said, suffer little children and come unto him and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. And, you know, God wants our children to come while they're young and their hearts are tender. Oh, Heavenly Father, make us better parents. Teach us to understand our children, to listen patiently to what they have to say. In the name of Jesus, to answer all their questions kindly. Keep us from interrupting them or contradicting them. Make us courteous, O God, to them, as we would have them to be to us. Forbid that we should ever laugh at their mistakes or resort to shame or ridicule when they displease us. May we never punish them, O God, for our selfish satisfaction or to show our power. Let us not tempt our children to lie or steal, and guide us in hour by hour that we may demonstrate all we say and do, that honesty produces happiness. Reduce, we pray, the meanness in us. And when we are out of sorts, help us, O Lord, to hold our tongue. May we ever be mindful that our children are children, and we should not expect them to make the judgment of adults. Let us not rob them of the opportunity to wait on themselves and to make decisions. Bless us with the bigness to grant them all their reasonable requests and the courage to deny them privileges. We know we will do them no harm. Make us fair and just and kind, and fit us, O Lord, to be loved and respected and imitated by our children. In Jesus' holy name we pray. And we thank God for each of you being on with us today. Today our message is called The Little Instrument That Does Mega Damage to Our Children. The Little Instrument That Does Mega Damage to Our Children. Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat the fruit thereof. Even before children enter into this life, we can hinder their progress. What we say about our children, even in the womb, can damage them. Sometimes we think it doesn't matter what we say about them. Well, it does matter. A child can pick up, even in the womb, how we feel about them. When we say things like, this was an accident, we didn't want any more children, I thought that was the last one, I thought about abortion when I found out I was pregnant. Even when your mate says, here's the money, go to an abortion clinic and get rid of it as soon as possible. All these words speak death. The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love to talk will have to eat their own words. Proverbs 13:3 says, he that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life, but he that openeth wide his lips shall have destruction. Be careful what you say around your children and to your children. Even be careful what you say about your children. Even when they are not around, words, feelings can be picked up from you to your children. Just like your children can sense when you are going through something, they may know what it is. They may not know what it is, but they know your moods. They know your ups and downs. Even when you are happy, they know it. So I want to share some scriptures with you from the mighty word of the Almighty Father. And you know, the tongue is what we're talking about. We have to restrain our tongue. I've seen people sometimes, you know, to keep from talking, they put their hand over their mouth. So the tongue has to be restrained. And we can't always do it. We have to ask the Father to help us. Psalm 34:13 says, keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. What is guile? It's deceit, trickery. Proverbs 13:3, he that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life, but he that openeth wide his lips shall have destruction. Proverbs 21:23, also keepeth his mouth and his tongue, keepeth his soul from trouble. James 1:26. If any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is in vain. Now the last scripture, 1 Peter 3:10 says, for he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. We cannot say what we want. We cannot say whatever we want to our children. Children are a gift from God. When we are angry, keep silent so we do not say things that we will regret later that can cause damage for a lifetime. Words you cannot take back. Even when you apologize, make sure, even though you are parents, that you apologize when you say the wrong thing to your children. Children are human, and they are sensitive. They have feelings. Can't you remember when you were growing up and people are even children? You know, sometimes children are mean to each other. They say cruel things to each other. And sometimes parents say and do cruel things to their children, not just with their mouth. Sometimes parents actually take their fists and beat their children. We have to be careful how we treat the gifts that God gave us. Don't you know God said, I made the eyes. I see everything. I made the ears. I hear everything. He's there. He's here. God is everywhere. He's the all-seeing God. There is nothing that he doesn't see. And trust me, there are consequences for when we do evil against God's children. Don't hurt them. You know, we can damage them or hurt them when we, you know, and cause them emotional harm by what we say with our mouths. Now, Psalms 34:13 says, do not say evil things with your tongue. Keep your lips from speaking deceitful things. Do not tell your children, the devil is going to get you because you're so bad. Don't say those things, those kinds of things to your children. Be careful what you say. Like, you know, if you're good, I'll buy you this or that. Don't bribe them. Do what God says. Train them up in the way they should go. And when they are old, trust me, they will not depart from it. Think about you as a parent. Think about you as an adult. You may have been brought up in the church. Maybe you've been faithful all your life. Maybe you strayed like a prodigal child. Maybe you were disobedient, but now you're praising God. You're giving him all the glory. Proverbs 13:3, whosoever controls his mouth protects his life. You know, some people get in trouble because of their mouth. Words we speak can save our lives or they can destroy our lives. Words are powerful. Don't you know God's word, when he said, let there be, he spoke the world into existence by what he said. And he gave us power with our words also. When he said, let there be light, there was light. And everything that God made was good. Your children are good. You are good. But let me tell you, be careful how you treat the children. God watches you. And there are consequences when you do evil, guile, mean things to the children. Now, if I'm not talking to you, you know, they say if the shoe fits, wear it. But maybe you know somebody else who is mistreating their children. I've seen people take their fists and just maul the children in the head or pinch them or do mean things to them. God does not approve of those things. He already told us how to discipline our children, how to love our children. We have to love them. That's not love when you take them, you hit them in the head or you slap them upside the face or hit them. That's not love. God holds us accountable how we treat the gifts that he gave us. Be careful because God is an all-seeing eye. He sees everything. You know, sit down with your children and talk to them calmly and tell them what you disapprove of or what you approve of. Be clear. Make rules for your household, and then you enforce them. Be consistent. Don't enforce the rule today and tomorrow or the next day you let it go. No, be consistent. Make sure the children know each rule and understand the rule and follow the rule. Enforce the rule. Reward your children with your mouth. You know, I'm so proud of you. You followed the rule number, whatever it is, number 5. You followed rule number 3. I'm so proud of you, but I'm disappointed because you didn't follow rule number 1. Whatever your rules are, make them clear. Now, you already know the rewards. We go over them often enough. So now you chose the consequence for breaking rule number, whatever rule they broke. Don't have so many rules they can't follow them. They can't breathe for rules. About 4 or 5 rules is good. Proverbs 21:23. Whosoever guards his mouth and his tongue keeps himself out of trouble. Be a good example and say, say what you would want your children to say. Make sure you're an example to them. Say what you want them to say, and don't say things that you don't want them to repeat. Because children, most children admire their parents. I don't care if you beat them for lunch, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They still love you. Children are they're real gullible. They just love who they love. They don't care how you treat them. They just love you. Now, surely, sometimes they get angry because they're human. But, you know, they will know what to say and what not to say when you train them. Guard your mouth. Some people put their hands over their mouths to keep from saying the wrong thing. What you don't say can keep you out of trouble. James, in James 1:26 says, if a person thinks he is religious, but he can't control his tongue, is fooling himself. That person's religion is worthless. Be careful what you say. Saying less is better than saying too much. 1 Peter 3:10, Peter, who wants to live a full life and enjoy, who wants to live a full life and enjoy good days must keep his tongue from saying evil things and their lips from speaking deceitful things. Be a good example. Be good examples to your children. Do not poison their minds about other people. Saying negative things about others, your neighbors, your friends, your church family, or your own family. Be mature. Grow up. Be grown up. Speak life to your children daily. I'm so proud of you. You make excellent grades in school. I spoke to your teacher this week, and your teacher was proud of you, too. You are well-behaved at home and at school. This weekend, I'm going to fix your favorite meal, or I'm going to take you out for, you know, some places the child would like to go. And keep your word. Don't make vain promises to your children. Oh, you know, I said I was going to take you out, but I don't feel good. Take them anyway. You go to work when you don't feel good. So take your children anyway. Sometimes you go places when you go have your nails done, your hair done, you don't feel good. So your children should be top priority. So treat them like that. You know, Psalms 19:14 says, let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. God who made the ears hear our conversation. Let our conversations be pleasing to God. He knows the intent of our heart. When we have wicked, evil hearts, don't you know that he knows it? When we sit and think evil all the time, study wrong, study long, study wrong. Let's please God by what we think and what we say. You know, I want to read this paper to you. It's called If a Child Lives With. It's by Dorothy law noti. If a child lives with criticism, he learns to condemn. If a child lives with hostility, he learns to fight. If a child lives with fear, he learns to be apprehensive. If a child lives with jealousy, he learns to feel guilt. If a child lives with tolerance, he learns to be patient. If a child lives with encouragement, he learns to be confident. If a child lives with praise, he learns to be appreciative. If a child lives with approval, he learns to love. If a child lives with recognition, he learns to like himself. If a child lives with honesty, he learns what truth is. If a child lives with fairness, he learns justice. If a child lives with security, he learns to trust in himself and others. If a child lives with friendliness, he learns the world is a nice place to live. So, you know what? We have to be careful how we speak to our children, what we say to them. You know, as Christian people, we need to pray with them and pray for them and pray in the house. Let your children hear you pray so they'll know. This is how you set the tone for them when they get married. They'll be praying. They'll be intercessors. They'll be praying to God. They will honor God. So, you know, pray. Pray. So at this time, I'm going to pray for families. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come lifting children up, particularly fathers and mothers, because it's a difficult thing to raise a child, oh God. Father, remove condemnation from parents who are doing their very best, but yet they feel like they're not doing a good job, oh God. I thank you, oh God, the fathers and mothers who are working diligently and training up the children in the way they should go. Bless them, oh God. Bless the fruit of their hands, oh God, their labors. In the name of Jesus. And Father, I just thank you, oh God, for what you're doing for the children, for their parents. I thank you for blessing them in safety and peace, for protection in the home, outside the home. I bind the hand of the enemy that will come against children in their own homes. I bind up rape, incest, murder, violent behaviors against our children, parents punching them, parents raping them, parents molesting them. I bind that up in the name of Jesus, and I send it back to the pits of hell. I bind up all second heaven activity that will come against our children, the innocent, the beautiful ones, the gifts that you've given us, oh God, in Jesus' name. I decree and declare that our children will be treated the way that you would have them to be treated, oh God, in Jesus' name. I pray a hedge of protection around the children in every home throughout the United States, in every home abroad, that the children will be treated with love, kindness, and respect, oh God, and that they would know who you are at an early age and give their lives to you. And, Father, so many parents on crack cocaine, and they're raising their children up, but mostly the children are bringing and taking care of them. And so, Father, we decree and declare that those homes where children are violently treated, expose them, oh God. Let people know, let the authorities know that the children are being abused, that the children are being physically or mentally, emotionally abused, oh God. Expose the enemy in some of these homes, oh God, where they're mistreating the children. They're treating them with disrespect. They're beating them violently, oh God. Some of the children are being starved to death, Father God. Oh, Father God, we lift up those parents who have mental problems, emotional problems, in the name of Jesus, who take out their vengeance on their children. We bind it up and we send it back to the pits of hell. Satan, you have no rule nor authority in the households of our families. You are bound now. The blood of Jesus is against you, Satan. You will not use the parents against the children or the children against the parents. And, Father, we bind up that murdering spirit in the land that try to pit the children against the parents or the parents against the children. We bind up every inherited curse that's been sent against the babies, that's been sent against the children, that's been sent against the young adults, and we send it back to the pits of hell. We say our children will grow up in families that love them, No harm will come upon our children. In Jesus' name, expose the devil, Father God, that are using parents against their own flesh and blood, the ones that they brought into this world. And Father, even those children who ran away from home because of abuse, who are struggling, who don't have a place to live, who are running hard on the streets, who are looking in the trash can for meals. Lord, provide a safe place for them to live in, oh God. Provide shelters that are safe for them to live in, oh God. In the name of Jesus, and with the blood of Jesus is against those who are mistreating children who are in foster homes, those who are mistreating children who live in state homes. The blood of Jesus is against you. We bind up all that mistreatment, and we send it back to the pits of hell. Those who are starving the children, those who are pitting one child against the other in families, we send it back to the pits of hell. Satan, you have no power or authority over the children of the Most High God. And we say you are a defeated foe. Our children shall live out all their days, and they shall not die. They will live and declare your mighty works, O God. And so, Father, today I pray a prayer from Apostle Kimberly Daniel's book, Prayers That Bring Change, called Prayer Against the Spirit of Death. Father, too many of our children are getting killed, innocent blood being shed in the land. In the name of Jesus, I curse the spirit of death over our city, Jacksonville, over every city throughout the nation, from families, from our families, and off of our lives. The threefold cord of death, hell, and the grave has already been defeated by the precious blood of Jesus. Early death, crib death, sudden death, accidental death, suicide, and every form of death is bound and blocked. We call out the names of the strong men of death and pull their strongholds down. Azrael, Uriel, Samuel, Grim Reaper, Lithiel, Father Time, Osirius, Heal, Azinamiah, Shemael, Thanos, Kamala, Hades, the assignment of death is broken off of us and our families, all of our future generations, which includes death through sickness and disease, domestic violence, violent crimes, crib death, suicide, juvenile delinquency, abortion and miscarriage, terrorism, empty shell assaults, frequent accidents, gang violence and initiation, hijackings, robberies and burglaries, occult sacrifices, organized police and government corruption, drug deals and organized crimes, generational curses and infirmity and sickness, abuse and weakness and weak, abuse of the weak and innocent. I declare that none of these will have any power over us, even ever, in the name of Jesus. I confess Psalm 68:20. That escape from death comes from the sovereign Lord. We declare that the Lord has not given us over to death. Psalms 118:18. God, I thank you that we have found wisdom that breeds life according to Proverbs 8:35. We have found favor, the favor of God on our lives, and because we love wisdom, we will not court death. We agree with Proverbs 12:28, that life is a way of moral and spiritual prosperity, and in its path there is no death. The word of the Lord in Proverbs 10:2 declares that the treasures of wickedness shall profit nothing, but the righteous are delivered from death. We are delivered from death. Our spouse is delivered from death. Our family is delivered from death. Our seed is delivered from death. Death has no victory over our lives. There is no sting. The spirit of death is bound, and the spirit of life is loosed. We will have a full, abundant life. We will live and not die. We will live and not die. The law of wisdom has caused us to depart from the snares of death. Proverbs 13:14. We will not walk in the ways that seem right, but lead it to death. Proverbs 14:12. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love people. John 3:14. Those who are drawn to death are far from us. Our households are not houses that are the way to hell and the chambers of death. Our feet do not lead to death, but we love wisdom. We do not have a covenant with death, Proverbs 8:36, because we do not pursue evil. Death is not our portion. We are delivered from the messenger of death, Proverbs 16:24. We have passed from death to life because we love each other. And we understand that to hate is to abide in the spirit of death. 1 John 3:14. The fumes that have been ignited, that have ignited the airways for the spirit of death to flow, are fallen to the ground. They are under our feet and have been sucked back into the pits of hell. Atmospheric death is cursed at the root. The ruach of the Holy Spirit has blown it away. The scent of revival is in the air, and restoration is released unto us seven times. The gates of hell, death, and the grave shall not prevail against our city. There is life and death in the power of the tongue, and we use the life of our tongue to displace the spirit of death. We speak manifold life, abundant life, and one hundredfold life in the name of Jesus. Death is swallowed up in victory. Our righteousness delivers us from death. There is no death in the way of righteousness. The law of the wise is a fountain of life that causes us to depart from the snares of death. Proverbs 13:14. Though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil. The terror that comes by night has been overthrown. La Lethal has been cast back into her hole. We serve the God of our salvation, and the issues of death belong to him. Though the Lord chastens us sorely, he has not given us unto death. Proverbs 1:18. He has given us peace over death, hell, and the grave. We walk in the victory in our city and every surrounding county. Our borders are blessed and cannot be cursed by the infiltration of death spirits. We believe that every word that we have spoken, and we believe that the manifestation of the power of these words will be a sign to our city that shall cause the government and the media to know that Jesus is Lord. As a result, our souls will be saved. Amen. So I thank God for his word. His word is awesome and it is mighty. So today, I decree and declare that our children will give their lives to Jesus at a young age. I decree and declare that our children are protected by God all the days of their lives. I decree and declare that our children love God with all their heart, with all their soul, and with all their strength, and they love each other like they love themselves. We decree and declare that our children will live long life according to God's plan for him or her. We decree and declare that our children will not be harmed, even in their own homes. They will be safe. We decree and declare that our children are blessed and highly favored. We decree and declare that our children are obedient to God, to us, and those who have rule and authority over them. We decree and declare that our children are 10 times smarter than their friends. We decree and declare that our children will have scholarships to complete schooling all the way through college. We decree and declare that our children have many gifts and talents and he or she will use them to glorify God. We declare that our children have the mind of Christ. And, you know, if you're led, you can decree and declare, you know, some other things upon your children. You know, we need to speak peace to our children on a daily basis. We need to comfort them. Many of our children have seen death right before their eyes. So sometimes we need to pray with them, pray over them, and just cast the spirit of death from around them. So today, you know, we are blessed and highly favored of God. We have an awesome, mighty woman of God on, Sister Gloria Maple. She's been coming on for about the last 3 weeks, and we appreciate her because she believes that, you know, when the Word of God says in 3 John, beloved, above all, I wish that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers, she definitely believes that word. And she has a product called Max that she's going to tell us about. And also, she's going to tell us about her health fair that'll be coming up this Saturday. Don't miss it. It's going to be a grand affair. Good evening, Sister Gloria Maples. How are you today?
Good evening, Sister G. And I am doing awesome. And I do like to thank you for allowing me to come on and share this important information. And if I may, I would like to tell a little short testimony. It's awesome that you have lined your life up under God. And I had a mother to come by my house yesterday, and she was so upset with that kid. And oh, I believe if I'd have touched her with a match, she'd have would have struck. She was just that hot. And would you believe God had me in the right place at the right time this morning? I knew if I probably said something to that lady yesterday, I probably would have had to fight her. She was so mad. But this morning, I was able to touch her heart. And I said, darling, because I prayed for her yesterday. And I said, darling, I said, you were so upset. I said, you could have had a heart attack. She said, yeah, but he went against what I said. I said, I understand that, darling. I said, but don't you know it would have been so much more effective if you could have gotten down on his level and looked at him and told him, said, listen, son, when you follow my instructions, you are protected even when I'm not there. And it was just so much that I just can't explain it all, because when I'm under the anointing, it's different from just trying to explain it. But I got a chance to share with her about how we are to protect our children, and anger does not do it. And you was right on target this morning, this evening, and I just want to thank you for that. And my name is Gloria Maples, and I do have a health fair that's coming, that's in Jacksonville this weekend. And the flyer reads, Building Healthy Communities. And that's right in line with what Sister G is talking about, Senior Health and Safety Awareness Day. And it's this coming Saturday, which is September the 22nd, from 10 a.m. to 2. The flyer reads, join us for food, fun, door prizes, and games as we devote this time to help improve your well-being. You can even get a flu shot. You can have your high blood pressure checked. You can even check your body mass index. And I am telling you, they're going to have Walgreens there, United Way, Shan Hospital, the City of Jacksonville Fire Department, Family of Slain Children, Mad Dads, and also they're going to have me. And I thank God for this opportunity to share a wonderful product. This product is called Max. Max is a medicinal plant. This is medicine in a bottle. It all you need to do is put it in your mouth. It will take care of you from head to toe. It's an adaptogen. It would adapt to whatever going on in your body. It is very powerful. It has Canelia cherry, olive, blueberry, and it also has noni. And it's very, very, very powerful. It is up to us, each individual, to adapt a healthy lifestyle. That should be every person's goal. It is told 9 out of 10 people live unhealthy lifestyles, and it's because of the fast pace of our life. We are running to do this and running to do that, and then we're grabbing fast food, and the body is not made to dissect or digest all of that food with unhealthy that has unhealthy side effects. I would like to also say that I have a website, and my website is MyMorinda, MorindaIn.com, MyMorinda.com. Once you get on that webpage, you do need this number to attach yourself to that webpage, which is 208-79-23. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to tell you this product is a bioactive, and one of the main ingredients that's in this in bioactive is the word iridors. Iridors is the chiefest nutrition. It's the powerhouse. It gets inside of your body and it fights. And if you come on out on Saturday, and that is at 5700 Cleveland Road from 10 to 2. I'll be there to explain it to you, give you some more information, and so that we can become proactive, we can be strong, we can be mighty, and we will be able to accomplish the mission that is set before us. I also would like to dedicate this part of my presentation to my neighbors in New Orleans, Louisiana. You went through some tragedy times not long ago, and now it's time to rebuild. And I would like to invite you all to give me a call, because I would love to show you how I have a brick that would fit jointly into your building your lives back up. And it would never, ever be the same again. My number is 904-338-4933. And I just want to educate you on it. Once you see it for yourself, then your belief system will know that this could be an opportunity for you all to rebuild your life again. And Sister G, at this time, I would like to thank you, thank you, thank you again. Also, I'd like to say that for those that are open to be educated, I have conference calls 7 nights a week, but one particular one I have on Saturday morning at 7 o'clock, and this young lady does a phenomenal job explaining of the benefits of this product, and this number is 605-477-2100. Pin number is 813-794, and then you hit the pound sign. Thank you again, Sister G, for inviting me on.
Well, I thank God for you, Sister Gloria. I really appreciate what you're doing, making us proactive with our health. Because, you know, a lot of times, even though God is a great healer, we go to the doctor, we pop the pill, but we still eat the wrong things, think the wrong things, and we just sometimes do not take care of our body. You know, it's easier just to pop the pill and think we don't have to do nothing else, but we're fooling ourselves. So I thank God for what you're doing. Like she said, her health fair is going to be this Saturday, 5700 Cleveland Road at the Johnson YMCA. And, you know, they're building healthy communities from 10 to 2 p.m. Adopt a healthy lifestyle. So go on, you know, to the YMCA. and join Sister Gloria Maples there. Look for her, Gloria Maples. She'll have a booth there, and she will tell you more about her product and about, you know, being proactive with your health. You know, a lot of times popping pills don't always help. You know, sometimes we go around in pain and we'll be wondering, well, what's wrong? We took the pill, but did you eliminate certain things that were harmful to your body? Fast foods, I don't know if you know it or not, but it's no nutrition in it. Nothing. And plus, there are a lot of pesticides on the salads from there. And, you know, do a study for yourself. Go on the Internet and study healthy foods. Pull it up on the Internet and see which foods are healthy, which foods are harmful to your body. Now, some people have allergies to certain foods. Some people can't eat some things other. Like some people say, oh, well, fruit good for you. Well, not if you can't handle fruit, it's not. Some fruit may be good for you, but not good for someone else. Some people say, oh, well, you know, I just love collard greens. Well, maybe some people are allergic to it. Just depends. How are you eating? Look at what you're eating. You know, if you have been, you know, eating a certain thing, then all of a sudden you decide to eat something different, and then pains hit your body. That should tell you something. Wait a minute. Let me go back and look to see what I ate today. And then take it out of your diet. Put it back in and say, okay, yeah, every time I eat this, I get pain. But when I stop eating it, I don't have it. You know, I hear some people say, but I love that. Yeah, we love it. But why would you love something? I mean, you can love it, but yet we need discipline. We need discipline. Don't you know Daniel and his friends were disciplined? They fasted, they prayed, and they ate pulse. They stayed away from the king's table because it was too rich. And plus, the foods that Daniel and his friends ate, they stay healthy. So be smart. Use wisdom. God is speaking to you about taking care of your health. You're being responsible for it. Don't depend on the doctors all the time because they ain't available 24/7. But God is available 24/7. And when he speaks to you about something that you eat and you shouldn't eat, cut it out. You know, if you have high blood pressure, you ain't supposed to be eating all them salted potato chips and salt and all this sugar. Uh-uh. Use wisdom. So I thank God for each of you being with us today. I love each of you. God loves you so much. I can't even begin to tell you how much God loves you. He loves you so much, more than you can even imagine or even begin to think of it. He's always thinking about you. I'm not just talking to a group. I'm talking to you individually. God loves each one of us individually. He knows our name, the color of our hair, how many hairs we have on our head. He knows our voice. It's nothing secret from God. You know how the children play hide and seek? They put their little hands over their eyes. They think you don't see them. Uh-uh. You can't do that with God. He sees everything. He already knows what we think before we think it. So I look forward to speaking to you again this Saturday on Bible Storyland. It's Children's Day. Tell your family, friends, your church members, your neighbors to join us by calling in at 619-789-4313. And Boys to Men will be back on next Saturday. So I look forward to hearing from you, speaking with you at that time. God bless you. Let the words of your mouth or our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable to our Lord and our Redeemer. Let them be acceptable. So watch your mouth. You know what it's about. Remember our theme for today. Remember the title? The little instrument that does mega damage. So do not damage yourself by what you say. Watch your words before you speak. Think. Before you act, think. I love you. Talk to you on Saturday. God bless you.